station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's June 20th.
Hello.
And we're here. We're barely awake, it seems, but we're here.
We're here, all right.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing, Mia?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, another beautiful day in Southern California, which is the same every day. But we don't complain. There's no seasons here.
No, I don't hate it. That's for sure.
No. But I mean, sometimes I'd like some seasons here, you know, like some rain.
Yeah, and you know, rarely get any rain here. I really don't mind when it rains because it reminds me of home.
Yeah.
You know, like
I
feel
love
very
rain.
Like, oh, this is, you know,
yeah. This
is nice because then nobody like leaves their house. It's so funny when the weather changes here because everybody just stays inside. One drop of rain and everyone's driving like there's 2 feet of snow. It's hilarious.
That's true, huh? I know everybody
nobody leaves.
About
I was,
that.
Oh, no, I can't come out tonight. Sorry, it's raining. Like, oh, okay.
I know. I love driving in the rain. Are you kidding? It just feels so like, I don't know. It gives a certain mood, you know.
It does.
What it is. But we have the same thing every day, you know. I mean, I can't complain. It's the most beautiful weather.
Oh, definitely.
I'd like some change sometimes, you know.
Yeah. I hear you.
So Jamie was cool yesterday with all the astrology and everything.
That was so amazing.
I know.
Oh my gosh, mind was just blown.
You know, and I don't believe in that stuff. I'm a big skeptic in that. But how do you argue with that? You know, I mean, she really like.
I know. There's just too much stuff that was like dead on.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
I know. So
she
maybe
knows.
We should listen to her sometimes, you know.
Oh, definitely.
But I bet you, you know, when you're an astrologer or a psychic or anything, you kind of like become a therapist too, you know, because they give you advice and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're supposed to, but they give you advice. They're like, oh, don't travel then. Don't do this. Don't. You know,
right.
Whatever, you know, in relationships and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be careful who you listen to, you know. But when they give you hope, what the hell? You know, it can't hurt, right?
Oh, heck yes. Yeah. Apparently, I was famous in another life. Okay, I'll take that.
There you go. And you're back to reclaim that fame again.
Now I'm back on it to reclaim my throne. I love it. But also, you know, in a big way to come back and help people and hopefully make the world a better place. You
yeah,
know, like
yeah.
I'm not, you know.
I know.
Doing it for me, I definitely want to do something to help people.
Yeah, to help people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But first you've got to reach the apex of your career, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, let me let me get to where I need to be, then I will help everyone else around me for sure. For sure. I know I have people back home like, "Oh, I want to move to LA and be an actress like you." And it's like, okay, but like it's really hard. Like you know, you can do that, but it's like let me get to a certain level in my career so I can actually, you know, have the means to help you, because it's like right now, you know, it's just instead of one of us struggling, there's going to be two of us.
There
so.
You go. Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit different with Nikki, you know, she has the internship at TMZ. It's not, you know, she's not in the same field.
Right.
I mean, she's in entertainment, but not
it's a different
more of a marketing, you know, media perspective rather than acting, obviously.
Yeah, and she's got a job.
But,
I mean, that's
yeah,
more
oh
than
yeah,
a lot of
she does.
Say,
yeah,
you know?
So it, you know, it works out.
Yeah. So, but you don't have an agent right now, but you need an agent in order to get gigs
I know,
and stuff, right?
I do, and I feel like now I can actually take the time to start looking for that again, because, you know, at the movie, I was acting in Chicago and producing, and, you know, I have pieces of ass, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And now I have, you know, I have this in my mornings and, you know, but now everything's, you know, I got to try to budget my time so I
right.
can start.
Yeah.
You know, for
no,
my
that makes
career,
sense.
So.
But now, do you sometimes go on auditions without an agent and get the job?
Sometimes, yeah, there's,
yeah.
Like, you know, LA casting, things like that. You
yeah,
know, there's
that
other
works.
Things you can do. But you definitely need representation, but good representation.
Right, like people that are connected and stuff.
Which is hard to find. Yeah, and you have to have that connection with them, too.
Right.
You know, I feel like when you're going on these interviews, you're interviewing them, you know, just as much as they're interviewing you.
Right.
If you don't feel that connection with them, if you don't feel like they're really going to work that hard for you, it's not, you know.
Yeah, waste
of time.
It's not going
to be the right
huh?
thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, so, you know.
Yeah.
What can I say? So everybody's talking about James Gandolfini dying of a heart attack
sad.
In Italy.
He was only like 51?
51 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. From a an apparent heart attack. So
yeah.
I don't know. How do you get a heart attack at 51, man?
I don't know. I mean,
he was overweight, though,
guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He wasn't fat. I mean, he was just overweight, I think. Or
he was big boned.
Yeah, he was a big boned guy.
I feel like that's always like the polite way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's big
but
boned.
What an actor, you know? I mean, it's
oh my
like,
gosh,
you,
amazing.
It's like he made you fall in love with a character that's actually a bad person.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, Sopranos
and,
was
you know,
just
that's not easy
amazing.
To do, you know?
Such
and, a show. Yeah, and I guess the Sopranos really proved that you can actually charge for television, you know, because HBO before that was just movies and all that stuff.
Right, right, that's true.
And then they
yeah,
brought
that was
their
really
own programming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, because people thought, nobody's going to pay to watch TV and stuff, you know, but apparently people did, and the series made it really big.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you ever watch it?
I did, yeah, here and there. I mean, towards the beginning of it, I was a little too young to be watching it. But, yeah, as I got a little bit older, I'd watch it every now and then. It was just it's a great show. I loved it.
I know. I've never seen it from the beginning. I think I joined, like, season 3 or 4 or something. But and then I kind of went back and watched DVDs and stuff. But it was just, like, a show that I just fell in love with, you know. And I don't watch TV, you know. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one show that was different for sure.
Yeah.
So it's sad, you know, but I'm just amazed at what a big deal. I mean, CNN was just like full of James Gandolfini all day yesterday, you know, nonstop. And I mean, yeah, but he's an actor, you know, it's not like the Pope or something. You know?
Right, right, right.
So everybody analyzes everything. All these news channels, you know, I mean, what the hell is going on there, you know? Everybody has to analyze the shit out of everything, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you brought this up. I'm looking here also. I just saw this.
The Dolce and Gabbana
Dolce
thing?
And Gabbana
yeah,
were convicted
like
in Italy.
Tax evasion. Oh, my God. Like, are you kidding me?
I
You're
know,
Dolce and Gabbana. Like, what? Oh, man.
Yeah. It's like people don't get enough money. They need more and more and more, you know?
I know.
And how do you hope to get away with taxes? I
exactly.
Mean, I
like,
know.
That's... Yeah, that was my thought. Like, how... You know, especially being such... You know, and... You know, such a huge figure in the public eye. It's
right.
Like, how do you think that you're not going to be studied so closely?
Right.
You know, and with that much of an income, I mean, it's Dolce and Gabbana. Like,
right.
Come on. Like, I don't know how long they thought they could really get away with it, as if they never get caught. But now they're facing what, like a year and 8 months in prison?
Really? Is that all?
Yeah,
that's actually
read,
not too long, right?
But it's like, wow, can you picture them in prison?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I know, yeah, they were convicted, you know, to pay 500,000 euros.
Yeah, yeah,
a year and 8 months
Italy.
In prison, you're absolutely right. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's not going to go over well for them.
No, huh? You don't think so, huh?
No, I don't think so.
But, you know, I mean, here it happens too. Remember Wesley Snipes? I don't know if you remember
that.
He was in jail for over a year, I think, for tax. So,
yeah, a lot of people
you know,
get in trouble for that.
Yeah, you know, and then in the past when they tried to get, like, mafia people and stuff, they would just charge them with taxes because they couldn't really prove anything else.
Right.
So they would find problems with their taxes and they would get them that way, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, but, so James Gandolfini gone at 51. And, Yeah. I just had to tell you this before we get to our guest here. This is really funny. This Australian woman was involved in a car crash, right? Mm-hmm. After the crash, now she talks with a French accent.
What?
It made her change her accent. Now she's
seriously?
Yeah, she talks with a French accent.
So wait, what, like, isn't she just like?
It's like true, you know. They call it
in her head, and all of a sudden she's like.
Yeah.
She's somebody else?
Yeah, like, she hurt her head or something, you know.
Oh my gosh. That's okay. Interesting.
Yeah. It says it's called a foreign accent syndrome. It's extremely rare.
What? So wait. So she never. Had an accent before the accident?
Yeah, she's Australian.
And now she has a French accent.
Yeah, she probably talks like but of course.
Yeah, she has some good eye, mate. So, okay. French. Wow.
That's something, huh?
That's actually like a syndrome? Like okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Foreign accent syndrome. Okay.
So it's just when you hit your head a certain way that it just comes out?
Yeah. It's pretty rare though, you know, but
this was like eight years ago. So.
And, well, you know, they're saying she just had a broken back and jaw. So I don't know if she really got brain damage or anything. And she says, I'm not French. It makes me so angry because I'm Australian.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, God.
See, like, I love accents. I love doing accents. They're totally my thing.
Yeah.
I wonder what, if that ever happened to me, I wonder what accent would come up. What do you think yours would be?
I don't know.
If you could have any accent, Sam, what would you want?
I don't know. French accent is pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, French is a cool language, you know. It's very sensuous and stuff. I like listening to French songs, you know. They have some really erotic ones. So, it's a pretty cool language, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to learn it. I learned it for 3 years in school. And,
oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so now I can read it, I can understand, but I can't really speak it or write it because it's so complicated.
Yeah,
I mean, every word.
I was in Spanish, too.
Yeah,
I
like every word has got like 10 extra letters that you don't even pronounce.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Or like German. Germans have like the longest words, you know. And they're apparently more than one word, but they don't put spaces between them.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know. Either.
How do people even pronounce that stuff?
I don't know, but they do. Somehow they do every day. If they're talking.
I know.
I don't know. I think I would want to, if I could come back with any accent, I would want to have like a, come back with like a Jamaican accent or something. Hey, man, everything Irish man. Like, how dope would that be? That would be my accent of choice, for sure.
I know. People would believe you, though.
Oh, I know. That's why it would just be so amazing. But I can't help it, man. It was the accident, man. I mean, tell me that's not awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to talk like
it
that
is.
All the time.
It is awesome. All right. Well, enough bullshit for one morning. We have a very special guest in the studio, and you forgot even to put your headphones on. Well, I guess you can hear us still, right?
Yeah.
Just fix that side. There you go. And get closer to the mic so we can hear you.
Okay.
There you are. Welcome to the show. We have Maya, and let me just move this so I can see you. And Maya was on the show like a long time ago, like over 5 years ago, right?
Correct.
Yeah, when we just started. And
at that time I was Jazeera. Now yeah. I'm Maya.
You were Jazeera then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, we'll get into your life in a minute and stuff. But, she came to the show. I don't even remember how we got in touch. There was no Facebook at the time or anything.
I think it was a Facebook.
Facebook,
actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Facebook wasn't that popular 5 years ago. But but that's interesting, yeah. So you don't think it was like through Craigslist or something? Maybe I put like an ad for guests or something?
No, I remember like you contacted me through the Facebook.
Really? Okay, so Facebook
it
is.
Oh my God, that's such an awesome idea.
I know.
And I came to the show and I had so much fun.
Yeah.
It was like amazing.
I know, it was a lot of fun and stuff.
Now here you are again. That's
awesome. Here you are again, you know, you kept in touch and that's cool, you know. So so before we go back and everything, you used to be in pageants. Are you still in pageants and stuff like that?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Like, I've done a bunch of them, and right. I think it's enough for this lifetime.
And then, your age catches up with
you. I did one, and I'm like,
you.
No more.
Really?
Yeah. Good for you. Wow. Yeah. How many did you do?
Three, yes. Like, three
pageants? Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's
But
big.
You've
that's
done
awesome.
A lot of modeling and things like that as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that and stuff, but what do you do now? What are you doing now? I mean, you're obviously speaking a lot more freely and things like that, so...
I'm an actress. Uh-huh. Also, I'm a comedian.
Oh, really? You're a comedian?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have my video blog.
Uh-huh.
It's called Bucket List with Maya Benton.
Uh-huh.
So every day I do different... every week I do different things on camera.
Oh, really?
Like
what, for example?
Like... Yesterday, I just shot a summer solstice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's, I'm into astrology, too.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's like a celebration of this time of the year.
That's true. June 21st, right?
Yes, it's summer solstice.
Today
yeah.
it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not actually one day. It's like 2 days before, 3 days after. It's like
I see.
A period
oh,
of time
okay.
uh-huh.
When the energy is kind of magical.
Uh-huh.
And you can work on your energy field and for the next 6 months, like to bring like positivity. And,
really?
Luck.
Oh, wow.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I have my teacher. Her name is Guru Tej. She's a Kundalini teacher.
She's a guru?
Yeah.
What is she teaching you? Like astrology and stuff?
Kundalini yoga.
Oh, yoga.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I see.
Yesterday we had this like celebration, like only women, and we did like different rituals.
Uh-huh.
And I recorded it. It was so awesome.
Really?
We had a water. We like washing our like sins. Hands. Yeah, sins.
Yeah, wash away your sins.
and then we had a a fire in the middle, and we were like burning like a paper.
Uh-huh.
And it was like I felt like we were like. Coven of witches.
Yeah.
And the energy was energy was so great, and we were like dancing, uh-huh. and I recorded it, and oh my god.
Really?
So you guys like chanting too? Do you
yeah.
have like a mantra?
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yes.
You,
yes.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How did you get into that?
Like I'm into the like
spirituality
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And I started doing it like a while ago, like 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and. Actually, I'm like you. I'm a very skeptical person.
Yeah.
I would never believe in anything until I experience it myself.
Right.
So when I first came to the Kundalini class, I saw like a bunch of people doing some weird things, like chanting. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing here? But I decided just to try it out.
Right.
And I don't know, somehow it's resonated with me. And the more I've done, like the more I had this experience of... like I really felt like something is going on inside
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, I see. So you had a certain attraction to it and stuff,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it definitely works. It definitely works.
Really?
Does
yeah.
it work
wow.
for everybody that goes there, or like some people feel it and some people don't?
I think it's works for everybody because we work mainly with the breathing, breath, you know, and like mantras. But just some people like they. Think a certain way, like, and they don't, for them it's really hard to step outside of the box and, like, really experience that.
Right,
because
they don't want to open up, they're
yeah,
kind of closed off.
Because they think the world is a certain way, there's, like, a material stuff, and, like, something you can touch, and it's really, like, hard to believe that actually it's all energy, and we're part of, like, the one.
Right. Now, when you do you do yoga too, right?
Yes, I do. I love yoga.
Do you guys have like mantras and stuff like that too?
No. Well, I mean, I don't really go to any kind of special yoga. I just go to LA Fitness.
Right. Oh, okay. So they don't have mantras there.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you know just like yoga for everybody. I mean, there's definitely different levels. Like different instructors do things differently. There's a lot harder classes than you know than some of the other ones. No, the only thing that we ever really you know, chant. Well, I guess I can't really call it a chant because you only say it once. Is when you say namaste, and you know that's always at the end of class.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the instructor will, you know, will say, like, certain, you know, the names of certain positions and, you know, things of what we're doing.
Right.
But that's about it, because nobody in there really understands. They're just there to, like, work out, and they're like, oh,
yeah,
look
exactly.
at that,
it's
a yoga
not
class.
As spiritual as what you do and stuff right. like that. Yeah, I guess you can add some spirituality to it and so forth.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. the spiritual yoga sounds incredibly fascinating.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
I would love to try that out, what you're doing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, the first month that I just started doing Kundalini yoga, it was so intense because we work on the energy blocks, mm-hmm. and I was doing it, and then when I come home, suddenly I was feeling really bad, and there's like so many fears were coming up, and it was like so intense. And then after the whole month of doing that, I could really feel the shift happening within me.
Really?
Wow. And yeah, that's why I kept doing it, and I practiced Kundalini yoga like for 3 years, like on and off. And it's amazing, really.
Really?
Because we have like 10 bodies, and the physical body is like the lowest.
Okay. Right. And there's higher levels, higher planes, you're
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or like in spirituality and stuff, right? Like the body is like the lowest, and then there's other higher planes. Is that what you're saying?
Like it's going to be really, like it's going to take a long time.
Okay, then never mind. Never mind.
But what I'm saying is that sometimes like we need to exercise our like physical body to stay in shape.
Right.
And Kundalini yoga is exercising some other bodies.
I see,
like astral, you know, like your mind, and to bring it together so you feel healthy and you're happy.
Right.
Sounds
so
good.
Exercising is not just for you physically, but it opens up your mind mentally.
Yes. And,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I need to do
that.
Yeah, open up my mind a little bit.
So do you guys work with like chakras and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's amazing.
So
yeah,
I love that stuff.
So how often do you do yoga? Every day?
Like couple of days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time when I did like 100 days every day, certain time for 2 hours.
Really?
I was determined.
Wow. That's some determination, man.
But it really, like, teaches you a discipline. And when you commit to something, it's like, it really teaches you to be more committed to yourself and to your goals. Once you do that, it's like, it really, like, shapes your personality in a certain way.
Oh,
so
wow.
I do it not only for yoga, just, like, for me.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. You know, I mean, that sounds pretty good and stuff. So, well, let's go back a little bit and find out about your background and all that, because people are probably wondering where you're from and all that. So, you know, when she first showed up, and I'm sure it happens to a lot of people, they think you're Asian, right?
I am Asian.
You are Asian, but you're from Europe, right? You're from...
I'm from Kazakhstan. It's
right.
Central Asia, but it was part of Soviet Union. So everybody spoke Russian. So
right.
My main language is Russian.
Really? But a lot of people have the Asian look like you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's very
interesting. That's something we'll have to ask Alina.
So it's like, yeah, it's
she's
like,
here on Monday because she's from Kazakhstan, too.
Oh, really? Alina is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll ask her, yeah.
Yeah, the girl
but,
that took our photos.
So that's just almost like the border between Europe and Asia, so that's why there's...
Like, yeah, we have a border with Russia.
Right,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It used to be part of the Soviet bloc at one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you were very young probably,
yes.
right?
Yes,
and so you didn't have to deal with all that stuff and that. I mean, you were just a child and that. You didn't really feel there was restrictions or things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so what city were you born in?
I was born in Semipalatinsk.
Uh-huh. Latinsk?
Semipalatinsk.
Oh, Semipalatinsk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll never remember that name, but now I do. And so is that like a small town or a big city?
It's like a middle.
Middle size.
Yeah, middle
okay.
size.
Much smaller than LA, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, much smaller.
Yeah. So do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
I have 3 sisters.
Oh, really?
I'm the second one.
Oh, you're the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple of younger ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all here now?
One sister, she is studying here at Santa Monica College.
Oh, nice.
We live together.
Oh, Yeah, nice, nice. So, so you grew up there. Did you have a nice childhood there? I mean, what's it like to grow up there? Is it different from America?
It's completely different
from
America. It's like a different planet. Like, I think I had a childhood like everybody else.
Right.
Like, nothing...
Nothing unusual.
Yes, nothing unusual.
Okay. So, but you probably discovered you pretty early on and stuff. So, how did the whole pageant thing come up? I mean, you were going to school and everything, probably high school and all that, right? Is that when this started, when you first discovered you want to be in pageants, or...?
Actually, like, I would never imagine myself to be in pageants because, like, even though I look, like, girly, I'm not really...
Really? You're a tomboy?
Like, yeah.
Really?
I always feel more comfortable around guys.
Guys?
Yeah. And I never, you know, I was never, like, too much into makeup and all these things. I learned it along the way.
I see,
but,
okay.
But I was never, like, interested. And honestly, like, I've done so many pageants, but, like, deep down, always I was kind of ashamed of it.
Really?
Because I think it's so superficial.
Well, you've been there, you know.
It's, like, because
know.
I have, like my own opinion.
Uh-huh.
And, like, don't get me wrong. I love pageants. Like, they gave me so much.
Right.
Like, and I learned a lot, and I'm very proud to be representing Kazakhstan. Mm-hmm. And but in the same time, I kind of feel like everybody is beautiful. It's not like some cheesy thing, but I do believe that, like, you cannot judge like girls like
by their looks. And stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's kind of degrading when somebody is like go. On stage, you know, turn around, smile, I feel like
check you out and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's like, that's why sometimes I felt like not too proud of that.
Comfortable, yeah, yeah. So, but how did that come about? I mean, did you wake up one day and decide, I want to be in a pageant? Was it other people that influenced you?
Like, when I was in Kazakhstan, I used to be a dancer.
I was in a
dance crew. We were really famous in our country.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
Like I was studying at the university, and at the same time I was working as a dancer, and that opened up like a whole new world for me.
Wow.
We were like working with singers. We went on tour. We had our own show, and for me it was completely new life, and I totally fall in love with the entertainment business.
Really? Wow.
And after I finished my university, I decided, you know, I'm gonna go to America.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go to Hollywood.
There you go.
Wow,
where it all happens.
You are.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's so awesome.
Yeah, but before you came, you represented Kazakhstan, right? So you first had to win in Kazakhstan and be the...
No, I came here and I started taking English classes.
So you came here at what age? How old were you when you came here?
21.
21.
Yeah.
And you came by yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. And you didn't know English before you came here?
I knew, I could really understand and write, but I wasn't good at speaking.
Right, right. That's usually the hardest part, is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had I became really good friends with my English teacher, and she had a roommate that was a scout for Miss Asia USA.
Oh, really?
So she, asked me if I want to do this. I was like, I don't know. I went for the interview, and, this woman, Virgilia, she told me that she is going to introduce me to Susan Jeske, who is the president of Miss America, and because she's, she just wanted to introduce me to her.
Yeah.
And then when I met Susan Jeske, she asked me if I want to go to Miss Earth to represent my country because she's an international scout for Miss Earth.
Oh.
And it's going to be in Philippines. We are going to... I was going to go for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, that's so totally cool, you know?
Yeah.
And like everything is paid, you know, I just need to get there, and it's 3 weeks, and everybody's like jumping around you. Yeah. I was like, wow, having that sounds fun. Like fun.
Yeah.
And I decided to participate in that pageant because it was a great opportunity to travel,
right?
To try something new, mm-hmm. and I think it's like a great opportunity in life just yeah. to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I
oh,
mean,
definitely.
It's pretty cool because you know you're selected from thousands of girls mm-hmm. or hundreds, I don't
yeah.
know how many, and it's a good feeling, you know, when you're selected
yeah,
and
yes.
stuff, right?
She asked me if I want to do that, and then she submitted me to the pageant committee, mm-hmm. and they chose me.
Well, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You were happy.
Yeah, I was yeah. like, I was really excited.
Wow.
And then I went to Philippines, and it was like one of the best experiences ever.
Really? So who did you, you represented Kazakhstan and
yeah.
the Philippines, even though you lived here.
Yeah.
But you represented Kazakhstan. Now, but they have to decide in Kazakhstan that they want you to represent them, right? Don't you have to win there first?
The Miss Kazakhstan, she goes to Miss Universe.
Right.
And then, and Miss World.
Right.
And there is, like, no girl to go to Miss Earth.
Okay.
So, they get submissions like every year,
mm-hmm.
and they like the pageant committee of Miss Earth, they decide themselves, like, you know,
okay.
what they want.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Miss Earth is like a stepping stone to the other pageants. Like it's like a regional pageant. Like you have to win Miss Earth first, and then you can go to the next pageant. Or
no,
is that a completely
no.
separate thing?
It's a separate.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
It's like
okay.
Miss Universe is a separate pageant, Miss World is a
okay.
separate pageant, Miss Earth.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't have to be in one to get to the other.
Yeah.
Now after that one, what pageant did you go on after that one?
I did Miss Asia USA.
Oh really?
Yeah, I did that
wow.
one.
Wow. And that's Miss Asia USA. So it's all American girls, right?
Yes.
Okay, but they're Asian.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that sounds pretty cool. I never heard of that
one,
though.
Yeah, I didn't know that they did
that.
Yeah,
they have it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. They're giving opportunity to everyone.
Yeah,
you know?
And this year I did Queen of the Universe.
Oh, really?
Like, it's the first year of this pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And, they work with UNESCO.
Mm-hmm.
That's why... I was really excited about this pageant.
Yeah.
Because
UNESCO is the United Nations Organization for Kids taking care of children and things
mm-hmm.
like that. Yeah.
Like, I always, when I was a teenager, I always dreamt to work for UNESCO. It was like
really?
UNESCO or United Nations. I don't know. Uh-huh. It was my, like, dream.
Wow.
and then, like, when they asked me if I want to do this, like, I was like, oh no more pageants, please. And then when they said that the winner is gonna work with UNESCO
uh-huh.
for the whole year, I was like, wow.
Yeah,
maybe this
legit.
Dream will come true.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe that's.
But it didn't.
Yeah, it's a springboard to what you wanted to do actually. Yeah,
yeah.
Which is cool.
And I love that they like genuinely care mm-hmm. about charities, you know, and. It was a wonderful experience too, actually, this pageant.
Wow! And did you win that one?
No, like mm. I got some awards like Miss Photogenic.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And on like, but it was also very amazing, you know.
Yeah.
I learned
oh, yeah,
a lot.
For sure.
Like I participated in these pageants, mm. and I really learned a lot.
I'm sure. Wow. Mm.
So out of all the different pageants, how are the girls? Like, are they all pretty much the same every pageant you do, or are they always different, like, personality-wise?
pretty much the same type of girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always very competitive.
Right.
And,
yep.
You know, honestly, I always was kind of complaining about girls in pageants because... They look all friendly.
Yeah,
but,
and then
but
behind your back,
bitchy,
they'll
huh?
cut your bikini
yeah.
strings.
but in reality, it's not the truth because all girls are really nice.
Yeah.
Because,
mm-hmm.
like, they, not of course not everybody, but they really, like, most girls really care about, like, charities.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, it's
That's
true.
Nice.
And they, like... like most girls are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like recently I did a Krav Maga. It's
Krav Maga. Yeah. Martial arts. Israeli martial arts. Right.
And there was like girls, and there was a test, and we were sparring. It was for the first time in my life when I was like fighting. And I was like fighting some other girls from like higher levels. Mm-hmm. And they really beat me up.
Really?
I was like covered all in bruises.
Wow.
And then like there was so much aggression, you know.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, I was always complaining about the girls in pageants. But like they're such a sweet, nice girls compared to those, you know.
Compared to other girls.
And these girls that are beating your ass.
Yeah. And I realize it's just like I think it's a women's nature to be like catty and competitive. It's not about pageant girls. It's just girls in general.
Right. Yeah. But I would imagine, especially in a competition like that, you know, everybody's like doing their best to try and win, you know, and then they. You might step on other people's toes, you know. You never know.
But honestly, like when the girl represents the country, it says a lot about her, and like she has some like morals, most of them, and she cares about like her image, and most of the girls, they are really nice people.
Yeah.
Like really.
Yeah, I mean that's good. I mean there's no reason why they shouldn't be, you know. I mean, but I'm just saying there's probably an attitude there. Of like, I have to win, you know, it's very competitive, which I can understand. I mean, you work hard to prepare for it and everything, you know.
Like, every pageant, we have, like, a couple of really crazy ones.
Yeah.
But most of the time, like they are really great people.
Yeah, so
I've met
along.
So many good friends.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So you can get along and stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was Miss Earth and then Miss Asia USA. And what's the last one?
Queen of the Universe.
Oh, Queen of the Universe. Wow. I'm telling you, those titles. So
awesome.
What happened with that one? Did you win that one?
No, I said I got an award as Miss Photogenic.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's
still really
good.
Awesome to be Miss Photogenic. I mean,
yeah, there you
I guess.
Go.
I take it.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be titled that. You already are.
Yeah.
I was telling the photographer, she can't take a bad picture, this girl. I'm telling
She's
you.
She's beautiful.
Oh. Thank you. You guys are sweet. You are making me blush.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool. So now, so your sister moved here too? How long ago did she move here?
She didn't move. She right now she's back in Kazakhstan. She studying here. She came like 2 years ago, but it was like on and off. She comes, she studies for a little bit. She goes back.
Is it easy to get a student visa these days for the United States?
Like, it's not that easy, but if you have your documents in check, you know.
But you have to be a good student too, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to send you with the D average to America.
Yeah.
We don't need dumb people.
Yeah, we've got enough.
Yeah, we've got enough dumb people.
No.
Oh, wow. So tell us a little bit about, so what have you been doing in the past few years? You're over the pageants now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what did you get into after that?
Like recently I started doing like
stand-up comedy
and improv.
Wow.
That is so hard to do. I give you so much credit. I give anybody credit for even trying
I
that.
Know.
That is
I
just,
know.
That's amazing.
Like the hardest thing is to come up with the really good jokes.
Right.
And work.
The funny material.
But I love being on stage.
Do you really?
It's like, let me be on stage. Yeah. With the mic.
You have that hunger.
I mean, given your history, you were a dancer and
you're
a pageant
performer.
Girl and a model, and you learned how to fight and yoga and comedy. Like, is there anything you don't do?
That's why I have my like video blog, like bucket list with my Benton, and every week I do different things because that's what I love to do. Like like during my life, like it's like I have this hunger for new things.
Right.
Like I do new like stuff and I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And that's why I decided to film it because it's just like for me, it's so exciting to like trying new stuff.
Yeah, so the world could watch and then be inspired by all the fun things you try. That's awesome.
And like when they see, you know, oh, she can do that. If she can do that, I can do that too. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like I'm not perfect. When I do things, I'm not trying to be. I'm just like trying to do my best. And I think it's inspiring to see somebody who's want to try something and they did, even though it doesn't look perfect. Still, you know, you can relate and you can like try too. You know, because like most of the things like you want to try, it's not that hard to do. You just like stand up and do it.
Right, just takes a little effort, but yeah, you got to do things.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. So, do you find? So how long have you been doing stand-up now? Like for a year or so?
Yeah.
Or? Wow. And so, I mean, do you find it like, because it is hard, you know? I mean, what happens if you get on there and you bomb, you know? I mean, everybody's like, going to like boo you off the stage, no?
No,
you know, don't do that?
Like, I can feel the audience and people, like I give people much more credit because, like, I feel like they want me to succeed. Mm-hmm. Like I go on stage and they like they want to they come there to have fun, to laugh. And when you are there and you are being yourself, you're being like vulnerable, and like you connect immediately. And even if something doesn't work, the audience like they. root for, you know, they won't like I can feel that, you know, and as long as you are comfortable with yourself and you're honest, sincere with the audience, they're not gonna be bad to you.
Really? Oh, okay. Well,
so
that's
where do you go for stand up? Where can we see you?
It's a Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica.
Uh-huh.
Like right now, I'm doing I'm not doing their stand up. I'm doing improv. I'm part of this group called Draft. And on Monday we are gonna have a show at 7 o'clock. I love improv too. It's like amazing. Like I love improv more than stand up because stand up you have to prepare your own jokes.
Right.
It's which I love. But improv it's like you don't need to prepare anything. You just come and in the moment it's like it's gonna come to you.
So everybody sort of like improvises when they when they do the show and stuff, I mean, they come up with their own stuff as
like
you go.
We come up on stage and we ask audience for suggestions.
I see.
And they, for example, they can say a bottle, and we are gonna create the whole like 1 hour like show about the bottle. And it's like, and sometimes it's so like amazing because I don't know what I'm gonna say and nobody knows. And once we start doing it, it's like. So many amazing things are like
really it
like
just sort of develops
wow and that's why like I'm so in love with improv right now.
Really,
it's like the best thing ever because I've done so many crazy things like one time I was doing a strawberry. I was pretending to be a strawberry for like 10 minutes. And I don't know like where that came from, you know, but it was so funny, you know.
I'm sure.
I never thought that I'm going to be like a strawberry.
Strawberry.
Yeah, how do you become a strawberry? I mean, what do, you know?
Like I was a strawberry, not just any strawberry. I was a strawberry that is against humanity.
Oh.
A talking strawberry against humanity. Wow. I love it. I love it already. Hilarious.
Well, that's cool. So you do the video blog and stuff. Where can people find that?
It's on YouTube. It's called Bucket List with Maya Benton.
Okay.
And just before the show, when I was coming here, I did my Facebook page. Uh-huh. Like, I should have done it a long time ago, but for some reason I was just, I didn't. And before I came here, I made my Facebook page.
For the show?
Yes.
I see, okay.
It's called Bucket List with Maya Benton.
Okay, sounds good. And so you can find it on YouTube just by searching for for the Bucket List with Maya Benton.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can be seen in Santa Monica as well, right?
Yeah.
What's it called? West Side what?
Westside Comedy Theater.
Westside Comedy Theater, good. And how can people get a hold of you? I mean, do you have Facebook, Twitter, all these things?
Like, I just made a Facebook page.
You did mention the Facebook page, yeah. But
I don't have a Twitter, but I'm thinking about it. But it's for me, like, I don't...
Yeah,
I don't
waste your time.
I don't really like all this, like...
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to keep up with.
Yes,
I know.
It is. It's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's not really worth it, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is really cool. So, so what are the plans now? I mean, do you manage to make a living out of all these things and stuff, or do you do something on the side too?
I've been doing it for I've been here for 7 years.
Right.
And over the time when you just doing it, you have like lots of people different that you've worked over the years.
Right.
And it's just, it's always comes, you know, like I have like many photographers that I worked with, some directors, and it's like once you are just doing, like it's like it all works out.
Right.
Yeah, you get more, once you get one thing, then everything else starts rolling in.
Yeah, and you get more exposure and so forth, you know, so then more people know about you and stuff. That's awesome. Okay. Well, I just want to ask, so your sister's back in Kazakhstan, is she coming back for school? Or,
yeah, in 2 months.
Okay, so you guys live together and stuff, and that's cool. What about your other sisters? Do they have any desire to come out here?
Like maybe my younger sister, after she's done with school, maybe she's going to come.
Really? And your parents are probably like concerned that all of you are leaving, right?
They understand.
Yeah. They want you to succeed.
Yeah.
Do you go back to visit a lot?
I've been there a couple of years ago, but I don't know, because I was so busy here, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I was trying to, like, to make it.
How long of a flight is that?
20 hours.
Wow. I was going to say, that's a big travel day.
20 hours?
Mm-hmm.
How can that be?
Like, there's not a straight flight. It's
through
London.
Oh, you have to connect
Frankfurt,
or something.
You know?
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Interesting. Well, Maya Benton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. We'll see you in another 5.5 years now. No, you'll have to come back sooner than that, for sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to have me sooner?
No, I do. I do. I just thought it was funny.
So
but
funny.
No, I mean, I'm planning to be around for a long time, so.
Okay.
You
cool.
Know. Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us. Everybody, check her out. The blog is The Bucket List with Maya Benton on YouTube. And you can find her on Facebook as well.
Yes.
And that's it. And we'll have a picture posted later. So, Mia, thank you.
Thank
as
you.
As always, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.